President Mahama says he's committed to the reduction of friction and labor agitations on the labor front and create a better atmosphere for production. Speaking at this year's May Day celebration in Sekendi, President Mahama expressed worry about recent events on the labor front and called for cooperation with government devoid of self-centeredness and with the national interest as paramount. Speaking on this year's theme, Pension, It Is Your Right and Responsibility, President Mahama said government intends to roll out better provision benefits. Government will also scrutinize and regulate the operations of the private sector in as far as pension benefits are concerned.
I personally recognize and respect the contribution workers have made to our economic growth and social transformation in the recent past. I have made this manifest in the kind of healthy relationships I have forged with organized labor over the years. I'm satisfied with the level of mutual cooperation existing between my administration and organized labor, irrespective of the recent tensions and disagreements that are arising from time to time. While government will always prioritize and protect organized labor rights to industrial action, government has a duty to protect the machinery of state and public service delivery. Strike actions are an absolute last resort. They must not be an option or first resort. We must tend to strike only when everything else has failed. Let us all play by the rules. It is my pledge to make a conscious effort to deepen this cooperation and to advance the cause of a better Ghana while reducing frictions and misunderstandings that might give rise to unnecessary agitation. As a government, we share a common bond with organized labor. It is a bond based on the principle of love for work, a deep sense of joy derived from a job well done, and the commitment to bequeath a better world to our children and the generations yet unborn.
President Mahama was emphatic that the single spine salary structure was introduced to address inequalities and also increase the salaries of public workers. The president appealed to labor unions to reciprocate government's efforts and not resort to strikes. He urged the TUC to submit elaborate proposals in support of the elderly in society.
Fellow workers, the number of persons covered by our pension is still too small. The large majority of our workforce ply their trade in the informal sector and therefore are not directly in the pension's net. We must work out strategies to expand the coverage in all of the three tiers of our pension system in order to bring in workers in the informal sector. This is one of the surest ways of ensuring that we guarantee the right to income security at old age for everyone. In the meantime, government wishes to assure the TUC that the issue of basic income grants raised in Comrade Kofi Asamoah's address is one that is central to the NDP's social democratic philosophy. It is an issue we will consider seriously. As indicated in our manifesto, the government intends to pilot the idea of social pensions and roll it out fully depending on the analysis of studies from the pilot. It is one of the bases for the realignment and ongoing restructuring of the Ministry of Gender and Children to include social protection. In principle, therefore, government accepts the TUC's request. However, beyond the idea as stated by Comrade Kofi Asamoah, government anticipates that the TUC will submit an elaborate proposal on how the basic income grant or social pensions should be funded for our elderly population to benefit from such a program as soon as possible.
President Mahama addressing workers on the May Day parade.